'Tis not that I did choose thee, Lord, for Lord, that could not be.
Todd'sville Grace Church would like to invite you to listen to a sermon by our pastor, Todd Nyberg. We are located at 4137 Todd's Road, 2 miles outside of Manowar Boulevard. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Bible study is at 9:45 a.m. Wednesday services are at 7 p.m. Nursery is provided for all services. For more information, visit our website at toddsroadgracechurch.com. Now here's our pastor, Todd Nyberg.
Now this is the last of this six-part message I've brought on Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 39. There is not a more important passage of Scripture in all the Word of God than this passage. I'd like to read it again, and then I would like to speak on the last two verses of this passage of Scripture. Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know." This is true of all of God's people. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, not to everybody, but to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, not what He foreknew, but whom He did foreknow, forelove. Like He said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now here's what predestination is. God took another look at His Son and predestinated a bunch of people to be just like Him. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. And that's not future, that's past tense. This is not prophetic, it's historic. These are things that have already taken place. Somebody says, "Well, you don't look glorified." Well, my glory is in Christ. If I'm in Him, I'm already glorified. Paul then says in verse 31, "What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather that's risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it's written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us." Now here's our text. Paul says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I've entitled this message, Paul's Persuasion. Now this is Paul's conclusion to everything he had said up to this point. He said, "I'm persuaded." Literally, "I've been persuaded." This is a very powerful word. It means I've been won over. I've been brought to a change of mind. I agree. I've been assured of this. I have confidence in this. This is my friend. This is what I trust. This is who I yield to. Paul used the word in 2 Timothy 1:12 like this: I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded. I'm convinced that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. Now, what is it you feel so persuaded about, Paul? That nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, I've said in just about every one of these six messages on this passage of Scripture, the us represents the elect. It's not a generic us. It is all of God's people, all for whom Christ died, all those he foreknew, all those he predestinated, all those he called, all those he justified, all those he glorified, all those he's for. If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, this is the us Paul is speaking of when he says, I'm persuaded that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, there's no more important concept in the Bible than this: in Christ. In Christ. I'd like to read a passage from Ephesians chapter 1 that gives us some idea of the importance of this phrase, in Christ. Now listen to me. All that God has for the sinner is in Christ. God will not speak to nor be spoken to apart from Christ. And all of God's blessing, all of God's mercy, all of God's favor, all of God's grace, all of God's salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. When Christ comes to the Father, if I'm in Christ, I come too. And that's exactly what he meant when he said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. When I come to the Father, those in me come to the Father. Now in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning in verse 3, we read, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. In Christ, I have every spiritual blessing. Notice he says in verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him. Now, election's true, but election is not some arbitrary choice of God. God has always seen the elect in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Now, in Christ, I'm holy. Holy as Christ himself is, because he is my holiness. In Christ, I'm without blame. I'm justified. God doesn't have anything to blame me for because I've not done anything. I'm justified in Christ. In love, having predestinated us, God's love is in Christ Jesus our Lord. His predestinating purpose is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. My acceptance is in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Now, all God has for the sinner is in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's love is in Christ. He doesn't love anyone apart from Christ. All of God's love is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me say these things that the Bible says about the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. First, it's in Christ. God doesn't love anybody unconditionally. He loves that person as they are viewed in, as they are united to the Lord Jesus Christ. Both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, one with Christ. God loves his Son. God loves those in his Son. His justice and wrath is for those outside of his Son. All of God's love is in his Son. Like the one place of safety was in the ark. There wasn't any safety anywhere outside of the ark. All of God's love is in his Son. Now, God's love is personal. We read, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Those are God's words. His love is personal. He loves individuals. He doesn't love the world in a generic sense. He loves individuals. His love is personal. And God's love is eternal. Jeremiah 31:3, God said, behold, I've loved you with an everlasting love. That melts my heart to think that God has always loved me. There's never been a time when he didn't love me. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. God's love is immutable. He can't love me any more than he does. That would imply a change. He can't love me any less than he does. That would imply a change. I've heard people say regarding his hatred for Esau when he said, Esau have I hated. They say, well, that means love less. Can God love less? No, God can't love less. His love is giving. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God so loved the world that he gave. And his love is saving love. Everybody he loves, he saves. There will not be anybody in hell that God loved. Listen to this scripture. But God, Ephesians 2:4-5, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Now, Paul, why are you persuaded about this? He said, I'm persuaded that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul, why are you so persuaded? Well, first of all, because God's persuaded me of this. You know, when God persuades somebody, they're persuaded. When God's your teacher, you're taught. When God gives you faith, you believe. Paul literally says, I've been persuaded. God has persuaded me of this. He's convinced me of this, that nothing shall separate us from his glorious love, the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, you're persuaded because he persuades you. And you're persuaded when you see that this is what the Scripture actually teaches. Now, there's one thing I ask you to do when you listen to me preach. See if what I'm saying is according to the Word of God. If it's not according to the Word of God, reject it. But if I am teaching and preaching what the Word of God actually says, receive it, rejoice in it, bow before it. Nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what the Bible declares. Now, I'm persuaded of this because of the nature of God. The Scripture says, God is love. God is immutable. He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. He can't change any. And put that together with his love. God is love. It's against his nature to stop loving. It's against his nature to cease to love someone he's once loved. God can't cease to love any more than he can cease to exist. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. Surely nothing shall separate us from the love of God, because it's God's love. I'm persuaded that nothing shall separate us from the love of God because of the nature of salvation. This is why God can't stop loving me, Because salvation is by grace. You see, if it's by grace, that means there's nothing I can do to earn it, and there's nothing I can do to demerit it or lose it or cause God to cease loving me. If there's something I could do that would cause God to cease loving me, that would mean salvation were not all of grace. It would be my own personal goodness or works or righteousness or something that I could do to make him love me. But that's not the way God's love works. His love is a gracious love. Salvation is a free gift. You cannot earn it by good works. You can't forfeit it by your sinfulness. God's salvation is by grace. And if we could be separated, that would mean it wouldn't really be by grace. But salvation really is by grace. You know, every aspect of the believer's salvation flows from union with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, because if I'm a believer, I'm in Christ Jesus my Lord. I'm in Him. I'm not just close to Him. I'm in Him. I'm one with Him. Both He that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. Not merely close, but united to Him. And every blessing of salvation, including the love of God, comes from union with the Lord Jesus Christ. We can't be separated from the love of God if we're in Christ any more than Christ can, because we're united to Him. Oh, this close union. Remember when Paul speaks of marriage, he says the two shall be one flesh. I speak great mystery. I speak concerning Christ and the church. The two become one. God cannot cease to love His Son, and He cannot cease to love all who are united to His Son and in His Son. Now, Paul was persuaded because this was his experience. God never stopped loving him. I'm sure there are reasons he could think, well, I bet God stopped loving me for that. But in his experience, God never stopped loving him. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And you know what? He hadn't. I love that hymn, How Firm a Foundation. I love that last verse. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hail, should endeavor to shake. I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. You see, the very glory of God is tied up in the salvation of those that he loves, his people. Now, if God cease loving me, if I was separated from the love of God, and there's a lot of preachers who preach this way, well, God loves you, but when he'll stop loving you when you cash into hell. There's no love of God in hell, and that's true. But the very thought of that, God loving me and then casting me into hell, well, you take away my only hope then, because my only hope is that God loves me freely for Christ's sake, and Christ died for my sins. But here's what I'm trying to say. If God stopped loving me, if through my sinfulness, through my wandering, through whatever the reason, if God stopped loving me, if I was separated from the love of God, I'd lose a lot. Oh my, the loss, who could describe it? But He would lose more, because His glory is tied up in the salvation of everybody He died for. And if God stopped loving me, if I was separated from His love and thrown into hell, He would lose His honor as the Savior of sinners. If He ever stopped loving me, He'd lose His honor as the immutable God who always loves and never stops loving. You see, the glory of God is tied up in the salvation of the sinner. And that's why Paul said, I'm persuaded that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, let's spend a few moments considering the things that Paul says cannot separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul says in verse 38, "For I am persuaded that neither death," death's not going to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. As a matter of fact, death is going to bring me into His very presence. "Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory?" The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law, but thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Romans 14, 13 says, "Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord." What a blessing. We read in the book of Psalms, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." Now, death seems like a separation. Oh, we've lost loved ones, and what a separation it is. But death would only bring the believer directly into His presence. The Lord said to that thief on the cross, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Death is not going to separate us from the love of Christ. And then Paul mentions, nor life. Nothing that life brings my way, whatever it may be, will separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now you think of the trials of life, the troubles, the heartache, the broken heart. Oh, man that's born of woman is born to trouble, Job said, as the sparks fly upward. And there are good things in life, prosperity, blessing. And you know, I've seen people seem to forget God through prosperity. They needed Him when they were in trouble, but now that the trouble's over, they don't seem to need Him anymore. But not a true believer. Anything this life brings will never separate him from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, that saving, glorious love. And then Paul says in verse 38, "Nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers." I don't have any question that he's talking about the demonic world at that time. Satan and all his legions of demons, the fallen angels, and powerful they are. Powerful they are. But none of them is able to separate even the weakest sheep from the love of Christ, or the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, the sheep are in His mighty hand, and no one can pluck them out of His hand. And then Paul says, "Nor things present." Whatever's going on right now in your life, name it, doesn't matter what it is, it can't separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you're in the love of God, you have everything. All that Christ has, you have. However secure Christ is, you are. Things present will never separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then he says, in verse 38, "Nor things to come." Now, things are coming. I'm glad I don't know the future. I wouldn't want to know the future. But I know this. I've got more trials, more troubles coming. I've got sickness ahead of me. I've got heartache ahead of me. These preachers that talk about it's not God's will for you to be sick, or it's not God's will for you to have troubles and so on. Those fellows don't know God. Paul had continual troubles. And the Lord said, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." But whatever is in the future that's going to come my way, it's not going to be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus the Lord. And then he says in verse 39, "Nor height," no mountain of opposition, no person who pretends to be so big and high, will be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, nor depth. Do you know you can't fall so low that He'll stop loving you? You cannot run yourself out of the reach of His love. God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You can't, if you're one of His loved ones, you can't fall so deep that His love won't save you. What an encouragement that is. And then Paul says in verse 39, just in case I've left out anything, nor any other creature. Creature's everything but God. That means there's absolutely nothing that can separate the believer from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, Paul was persuaded. Are you? I want to quote a verse of Scripture that I quoted at the very beginning of this message. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, I am persuaded. I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. I know whom I have believed. I love the way Paul said that. He didn't say, I know what I believe. He said, I know whom I believed. What we believe is determined by who we believe. He knew who Christ was. He's God. He can't fail. He's the perfect man. His righteousness is enough. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able. I've been persuaded. I've been convinced. This is where my confidence is. This is what I yield to. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him. Now, what have you committed to him, Paul? I've committed to him the entire salvation of my soul. I put all my eggs in this one basket. If he didn't do it all, then I will not be saved. Now, you failed to commit if you believe in works in any way. If you try to hold out for some work, something that you do, you failed to commit 100% to him. Now, every believer is persuaded that he is able to keep that which they have committed to him against that day of judgment. I'm persuaded that nothing will separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that judgment day. Now, what a precious passage of Scripture. It begins with, and we know, and Paul is speaking as the spokesman of every believer, and we know, and it ends with this glorious statement, we're persuaded, more than know, we're persuaded that nothing shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, we have this message on DVD and CD. If you call the church, write or email, we'll send you a copy.
To request a copy of the sermon you have just heard, send your request to messages@toddsroadgracechurch.com. Or you may write or call the church at the information provided on the screen.